Joseph gave these instructions to the steward of his house. Fill the men's sacks with food as much as they can carry, and put every man's money in his sack. And put my cup, the silver cup, in the sack's mouth of the youngest and his money. As soon as the morning was light, the men were sent away. Joseph said to his steward, "Follow them, and when you overtake them, say, 'Why have you rewarded evil for good?'" The men opened their sacks, and the steward searched every sack, beginning at the eldest to the youngest. The cup was found in Benjamin's sack. They returned to Joseph's house. Joseph said to them, "What deed is this that you have done? The man in whose hand the cup is found, he shall be my servant. And as for you, go, and peace to your father." Judah said, "I pray, let your servant stay instead of the lad, for how can I go back to my father if Benjamin is not with me?" Then Joseph could not refrain himself, and he wept aloud, and the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph, your brother whom you sold into Egypt. Do not be grieved, for God sent me before you to preserve life." "It was not you who sent me here, but God, and he has made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord over all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Hurry and go to my father, and tell him to come down to me, and tarry not. Tell my father of all my glory in Egypt, and all that you have seen." Then he kissed all his brothers, and wept, and talked with them. Was heard in Pharaoh's house, and it pleased Pharaoh well and his servants. He said to Joseph, "Take your father and your households and come to me, and I will give you the good of the land of Egypt, and you shall eat the fat of the land. Regard not your stuff, for the good of all the land of Egypt is yours." The children of Israel did so, and Joseph gave them wagons according to the commandment of Pharaoh, and gave them provisions for the way. To all of them he gave each man changes of raiment, but to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of raiment. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delights greatly in his commandments. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Tremble, earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a standing water, the flint into fountains of waters.